tell no one. Ever since the sun went down, I have been watching the trees drink up all the night. Constellations are collapsing. Stars die of thirst without crying. As the earth is filled with darkness seeping through the roots of forests but cannot protest. When the sun attempts to rise again, there will be nothing left for it to hang on. The sky will be a ghost of dreams, made mute and imageless by this theft. I am unsure to wake you for fear you will not believe what I see. Without you, only stones are witnesses, but will not speak. They are ambivalent weights of destiny that care only for themselves. I am frozen where I stand, afraid to sleep, knowing when I wake, the world will have changed again. What are you willing to sacrifice for nothing, letting sacrifice be enough of its own? Are you willing to leave all lingering doubts behind you in a trail of sloughed-off skins? Those who follow will use them as parchment to write the unknown stories of other lives. Ask yourself, what is it you really want beyond the atmosphere of being? The regiments of days will march past the spot you stand on now, unable to decide to mark your place or leave nothing to be remembered by, freezes you in indecision. You already know what comes after can only come if you give way and leave nothing. You were nothing and will return to it. To expect more is to wait in an eternity of unanswered questions. You are left with answering yourself with defeat. What is it you fear the most? It is the thing you love. It is an unresolvable situation if we try to resolve it. Sooner or later, fear turns into displeasure and love to hate. We murder the thing within us that allows love to be a part of us, and all the times thereafter, we know our guilt. It cannot be expunged, forgotten, or covered over. Every thought we have becomes one of never having had the faith to love as we could have loved something outside ourselves. The truth is, we could not find it in our heart to love ourselves enough to think ourselves worth loving. That is the mark of Cain. The shadow cast by shame. Some things will never be that sweet. Bitterness is what we seek, even unaware as we are of how tempting the taste is on the tongue, the ease with which some words are palatable when said. There is more vehemence in the unbridled side of life's ugliness. When let loose to wander freely in what is voiced, it frees. What hides beneath the skin has been waiting to be asked to join in and boast of all it has been holding back. Love cannot wait. It cannot hide, and so stretches itself out underneath every sun and star, innocent of every moment it shows itself as what it is until it feels unloved. Then grows its scars, counts them one by one every day, and calls each one by name, the cause that made the wound. I am caught in the wandering hours, pillars carved by a plague of halts, with their aromas, sweet scents of decay, lingering in tropes no tongue can speak of. Fountains of drought spew sand in all directions, making a wasteland of the day. A hollowness of a frigid night. Neither the sun nor the moon nor the planets can move in their orbits obstructed by dead songs of an astrology gone mad. There is no going back. The past has been erased to hide itself from what lies ahead, bitterness and the orphaned waiting of the old. Reluctance has become the watchword of what wisdom still flourishes like an ocean tide that once receded, refuses to wash once more to shore. All I can do is watch as the world shrinks beneath the weight of its own shadow on the sky. If you ever pass this way, when time has become a voice again, remember what you have seen here and tell no one, or they will think you have lost all sense of what is real. But in remembering, it will thrive, take on the true life of its own, as though you had birthed it with its own freedom.